Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Todd Monken met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday night's wild card meeting with Pittsburgh.
Say dealing with the injury, if you know, he is unavailable, how much does that change the guys, how you go about game planning and how you go about, you know, just offensively operating?
Well, he's been a big part of what we do. You know, he's a tremendous player, but we've got a lot of really good players. So it'll be divided up. You know, if he's not able to go, hopefully he's able to go. But I look forward to, you know, seeing the other guys play if that's not the case.
Jacksonville officially announced that they've put in request to interview you for their head coaching job. How does any of that play into your, you know, your frame of mind right now?
None. I mean, everything's about the Steelers. I mean, first of all, when anybody puts in a request, it's really a compliment to the organization, our staff, and our players. I mean, that's really what it is. You can't do it, you know, without really good players, really good staff, and a great organization, an unbelievable head coach. So, but there's nothing about that that factors in right now, other than beating the Steelers.
Justice Hill back in terms of blitz pickup and also, you know, some of what he can give you on the perimeter that you may or may not have with say.
No, it'd be great. We thought we were going to get him last week, and you know, he got sick, and then that kind of, you know, stopped his ability to make it through concussion protocol. So, but it'd be great to have him back.
John, you received a game ball after week 18. John Harbaugh mentioned it. How many of those have you received in your career? Was that your first? And
oh, I don't know. Game ball wise, I mean, I don't know. It's, I don't know when it's ever been about the individual person. I really don't know. I really don't. It's always about the staff, the coaches, and the players. That's really what it's about. It doesn't matter. I shouldn't say that doesn't matter. I mean, you know, I appreciate that. That's not what I mean. I just mean that I don't really even think about it. I really couldn't even tell you some of the times where the game balls are in my house. I really don't know. It's really about the players, the people, the relationships that you have, and it's on to the next one, really. You know, what do we do this week? That's really what matters. You can't carry over, can't carry over points or yards, so we got to do it this week. I mean, that's a fact.
Lamar said yesterday when he was asked about what he's learned about the playoffs that he has got a little antsy in the past, a little excitable. Is that something as a play caller that you have to be cognizant of, how amped up he is, especially early in the game?
I don't know. I haven't seen that, so it's very difficult for me to comment on that. I haven't seen that. You know, in the playoff games last year, I thought he started off fine. You know, I thought we started off fine in some ways. So we're going to do everything we can for all of us to get comfortable and start fast. I mean, that's the key to any game. So whatever we can do from a player standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, to get us to start fast is the ultimate goal.
Much had been said about before the last Steelers game about Lamar Jackson's previous struggles against the Steelers, and then that was by far his best performance against the Steelers specifically. What did you see from him that he did well in that game?
Well, first off, I think it's unfair to pin it all on him. I think that's, and I'm not saying you, I'm just saying in general. I've been here 2 years and he's played in three of them, and there were things I didn't do well in the first game a year ago, and we had a bunch of drops. And then the first game we had, this year we had turnovers and a bunch of penalties. And that's a team issue. That's not a Lamar issue. That's a team issue. And and he played really well this last time we played him, and we played well as a team. And that's what it's going to take Saturday.
Do you keep a playoff week just like a normal week? Is that how you look at it, or do you sort of address the magnitude of things at all? I mean, how do you?
Not really. I mean, we've been ascending. I mean, this isn't a new season. This isn't starting over. This is just building. I mean, where we've come and where we start and where we've come, I mean, we're ascending. That's what you talk about, is we're getting to the point where we're playing our best football on both sides of the ball, and that's where you want to be. That's where we're at right now. Now we got to carry that over to Saturday.
So how how important is it to get the run game going kind of right at the start? The last time you guys played Pittsburgh, the run game obviously a big day on the ground. How important is it to hit the ground running from the start?
For sure. I mean, it's I think we talked about it last time, is there's nothing like being able to turn around and comfortably hand the ball off. I mean, that's the start of everything you do. It's hard to control the game if you can't run the football. Let's just say that. You control the game with physicality. You control the game with being able to run the football, especially in weather conditions. I mean, it sets everything else up that you do. So, I mean, that's critical. That's not just us. That's everybody. But so looking forward to Saturday. I think we're in a better place as a team and a staff in your second year. More than last year, we ran the ball well and we threw the ball well. I wouldn't say we were as efficient as a staff, as a team, comfort level with each other, how we do things, how we prepare. I would say we're better there than we were last year and more consistent. We were certainly able to do that last year. Maybe not as proficient and maybe not as efficient.
I know you had that little stint with the Bucs at that one point, but to have another chance to be a head coach in the NFL.
Well, it's flattering. But again, like I said, it's a compliment to the other coaches that are a big part of how we game plan as a collaboration to the organization. That's why I wanted to be a Baltimore Raven. I mean, from top to bottom, first class, best head coach in the NFL, We got tremendous players and tremendous staff. That's what it says. It doesn't say anything about me. It says about who we have inside the building, and what matters most is Saturday. I promise you that.
All good.
Thank you.